What's your reaction to the recent news that Prince Harry and Meghan have left the United States and gone back to Britain?
I'm happy about it. If I were the royal family, I would not have taken him back.
You're listening to The Drew Lane Show.
Here's a quarter, cost someone who cares.
Nobody's going to get pissed off about it. Trump actually said something, and no one is going to get mad.
His approval rating went up after that.
Hilarious. And they're being such assholes already. I mean, I can't believe they're making a stink about security. I hope they get the money. I hope they get the $5 million a year because it's going to make people hate them even more.
Yeah, oh, good point. Right.
And
yeah.
They don't get to keep the money.
And it's not our money.
Yeah, and they don't need it, so it's not like it's going to help them.
Did you see the controversy it caused, though?
What?
Between Mark Dolan and Dan Wooten?
I heard Dolan today saying he's in the middle of something. I don't even know what it is because I didn't get far enough into it. I was trying to rush and get the show started.
He was very, very serious about it. He didn't even go, yikes! He went, yikes.
Drew has to step in and make the peace.
He did point out, I thought a good point, is that police can't carry guns.
Yeah.
But they want their security to be able to carry guns.
Yeah. No, I mean, when you hear him talk about it today, it made a lot of sense what he was saying. But he got a lot of shit because Dolan was basically saying that, you know what, they should have security. And after they're done paying for it, then, yeah, the country's going to have to pay for it. I don't know. I thought he made a lot of sense.
The country doesn't have to pay for it.
Well, I don't think they need it.
I don't think they do either. I think they should be able to afford. They said, I mean, they have a little bit of an advantage when it comes to making money.
Yeah.
They can just tell a few shitty stories about the royal family and get at least a few $1,000.
Are they entitled to have armed guards when none of the rest of the citizens of the UK are, you know, like, they're no
armed I completely
armed
agree
police.
With that.
Well, I like
Why,
the fact
what that, makes them that much more important than those?
I like the fact that it just traps them into being wrong again. And this letter that was written to the parents of this private school that Archie and Lily are going to, it's amazing to me. They're in the country for 30 seconds, and already Meghan has bitched enough to the principal that she rattles off this really bossy letter. It's almost like Meghan wrote it.
Yeah.
To all the parents, they're like, you better be careful about who you photograph and who's in the background, what you're posting on social media. It's like, these people are paying a ton of money to go to this school. It's a private school.
Yeah.
Why are you bitching these people out before they've done anything? And by the way, they're not the kind of people who are going to try to post Archie and Lily.
Oh, I hope they are, though.
Me too.
I hope there's one family there that'll do it.
They definitely need security at that school.
Yeah, there's like a buttload of gangs at this school.
Can we be honest about this, too? The only reason this matters is because she's getting a payday when she shows their faces.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Well, then cash in on it now. Let's go.
Amen.
So we can see what these kids look like, these actors.
No, and they're the only royal family kids. By the way, not their kids. They're actually not royal blood anyway, so they should be able to take their picture anywhere. That should be their defense for taking their picture and posting it. They're not royal blood. Prove it.
Yeah. They're not even real kids. Not your kids.
No, they're surrogates. What a terrible way to send your kids into a school.
Yeah.
All the parents have gotten this shitty letter about, you better be careful about getting pictures of our special kids.
It's going to be an awkward meet the teacher night.
Well, you know what happened? And I hate to say it. If my kids went to that school, I'd tell my kids, like, give those kids shit.
Oh, nice.
Make
parenting.
Fun of them.
Nice parenting.
No, I'm teaching them should do.
I wonder if they will get their asses kissed. They probably will. No, there'll be people looking out for them all the time, or else you'll face the wrath of Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing like that.
I just hope the other parents tell them.
Your kids are soft.
Lindsay Clancy, no verdict. What do we have, 24 hours of delibs?
Yeah, delibs.
Delibs.
That's what the cool, that's what the cool kids call it. Hey, you guys going to delib today? but they also went back to the judge today and said, we can't come up with a decision.
Yeah, because there are people in that jury room who have obviously said, no, I'm done. This is my decision. No way. And I guarantee you, some of them, well, I don't know how many, but I don't know how many people feel that strongly about declaring her guilty. But, I mean, just look at the crowd in front of the courtroom. There's going to be somebody in that jury that is going to insist that there's no fucking way, that I love her. You don't understand her. Mm-hmm. Women go through so much.
It's the husband's fault.
I heard today, who was saying this? It was a commentator was talking about how They should have played the 911 call in court, mm-hmm. because if everyone heard the 911 call, it would have ended the discussion about whether Patrick did it.
Oh, why? Was he just bawling?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
He was out of his mind.
There's a lot of great memes. I like this one, Roberto, if you can put my computer up there. It's a picture of Lindsay Clancy in the top. It says, prosecutors, Lindsay did it. Defense attorney, Lindsay did it. Lindsay, I did it. Women, it's the husband's fault.
With a picture of her just looking pissed.
By the way, does she have resting crazy face?
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
She really does. She has that one eyebrow, too, that goes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, her it does.
Her pupils are just wildly dilated. Yeah, she's on a lot of
definitely
mess.
Some crazy cells going off right there in that picture. Mm. So today, attorney Kevin Reddington, her lead attorney, said, if the jury can't reach a verdict, Lindsay will not be able to emotionally handle a second trial.
Well, who gives a fuck?
Wait, what?
No. What about the three kids that she murdered? I mean, what about what they can handle?
Exactly.
Does anyone remember who was victimized in this crime?
Yeah, the kids.
I mean, this is so fucked. Mm-hmm.
Lindsay was.
And I'm losing my mind over something that apparently is no big deal. The two jurors deliberating in pink. And Trudy, was it Court TV that you heard the story today about?
Sierra Gillespie on Court TV reporting that a couple of the people that were allegedly wearing pink the other day, there was one of them back in court who was wearing something that had a pink accent piece.
Uh-huh.
And then there was another juror that had a dress that was mostly blue, but there was pink in it. Hot pink, too.
Are these the same two jurors?
One sounds like they're the same one, the pink blazer person, uh-huh. who we assumed was a guy. Yesterday. A woman who wore a pink blazer and then today wore something with a piece with pink accent. And maybe she just loves pink. Or she's a Mary Kay rep, or, you know.
I would, you know, honestly.
Maybe.
I would think maybe it would be appropriate for the judge if, well, first of all, when you saw people obviously dressed in pink, because when it was noticed, it was like, oh, well, those people are really wearing pink. I mean, a pink blazer.
Yeah.
And the other one's apparently
extreme.
Pretty strong pink, too. I can't believe that this is not a big deal. But nobody seems to really care about it. I've seen it referenced in a few places. Oh, what do you know? Two jurors wore pink. Hey, how about that? But
I'll wear that outfit again.
Nobody's concerned that they've already made up their mind?
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, not to defend them, but don't most jurors have their mind made up going into delibs?
Sounds like you're defending them.
Well.
No, wait, no, because 12 angry
jurors,
men.
Oh, God.
They're going back to 12 Angry Men.
If there was a color that was of the people that are against Lindsay and they were all in front of the courtroom protesting too, it would just look ridiculous. Why are you deliberating? What's the point of deliberating? You're pink and you're whatever the other color is.
12 Angry Men reminded me of another meme out there. My brother sent me. He goes, what we feel like jurors are like, and it's a picture of 12 Angry Men. He goes, what they're really like, and it's this video that's been going around. I don't know if have you seen this video? It's these millennials.
Gen Z, Boston, and Mini. Gen Z, Boston, and Mini. Itty bitty titties and a bob. Itty bitty titties and a bob. 5'3" in an attitude. 5'3" in an attitude. Secret product in a trench. Secret
Mark, that's what I picture them fucking doing now.
This is what the jury's doing.
Fake 10 hands in a hoop.
Oh my God.
I think the top response to it was 3 dead kids and an acquittal. 3 dead kids and an acquittal.
My favorite was 5'3" and an attitude.
Yo, this one, this chick right here.
Oh, Jesus.
5'3" and an attitude. 5'3" and an attitude. Secret product in
the
trench.
I don't know. I think the best one is still.
Itty bitty titties and a bob.
Itty bitty titties and a bob.
Itty bitty titties and a bob.
What the fuck is this? What is going on here?
I don't know. It's been floating around Twitter.
That's what the jury's
doing.
With
people labeling it as the Lindsay Clancy jury.
Oh, not necessarily really that. Just a joke. Or maybe
well,
real.
Well, that's not the jury, Trudy.
Oh,
it's a meme.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now I don't know.
Trudy, nobody knows anything.
I don't know what's
Trudy,
real.
I look at anything and I'm like, geez, is this true?
Yeah,
I don't know. And then I look at four other things about the same thing to find out if the first thing I saw is true,
right.
And then I really don't know.
Yeah.
There's something oddly captivating about this stupid TikTok, though, or Instagram.
Okay, boomer.
It's so stupid.
Itty bitty cheese and a
the dancing.
I'm just dying to know what they're doing. What is the point of this?
5'3" in an attitude. Secret product in a trench. Secret product in a trench. New friend green and a sneaky link. New friend green and a sneaky link.
Huh?
I don't know what secret product in the trench. What does that
mean? She's wearing a trench coat, and she had her phone inside her trench coat. I don't know.
True. Don't try to understand. It just is.
Just enjoy it.
Yeah. Okay. Tyler Robbins.
It's catchy, Little Bitty Titties in a Bob.
Yeah, Itty Bitty Titties in a Bob. You'll be singing that all day long.
Tyler Robinson will stand trial. I thought he would. I mean, I get, there's nothing where I looked at what was going on. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's texting that he did it. He's on a roof with a rifle. I mean, there's that. I mean, sure, seems like he shot this guy.
In the murder of
Charlie
Kirk. Thank you.
He is dead.
But then I do find there's a little piece of my algorithm, and occasionally I go, okay, what's this? Boop. And it's Candace Owens or some Candace Owens alight. And they'll give you 99 reasons why Tyler Robinson did not kill him. And, you know, the microphone exploded and that killed him, or somebody else's shot, or he couldn't have taken the gun apart that fast or put it together that fast, or his DNA isn't here and it should have been. And it's like, oh, my God.
Everyone's
really
a fucking expert.
It doesn't matter.
Why is he
it's
on
going
the
to
roof?
Court. It's going to court. It doesn't matter. None of those influencers matter.
Can somebody explain to me, just try to take the other side. I'm trying to figure out, oh, man, I'm sure someone will email me. Why is he on the roof with a rifle? If he, okay, that to me, that's, and he didn't shoot him, that means that he agreed to be a patsy, right?
What's he doing up there?
Why would a 23-year-old who's madly in love with this lovely trans person, why would they throw away their life?
Right.
Why did he agree to do
I've
that?
I've never even been up there.
I mean, that's.
I just want you to know this is the drop I had ready.
I've never even been up there.
You should play the same one. Damn it.
Oh, God.
No,
there's no reason.
Maybe he wasn't up there.
He's on camera up there.
Maybe that's AI. Yeah.
They follow him all the way to the.
Yeah, that's what
the AI too.
That's what they want you to think.
Yeah, maybe he's just doing it for the lols.
Do
the
these
clicks.
People that say it on TikTok, do they really believe it?
No, I really
have
don't
no
think
idea.
So.
I'm with you.
These people are so like the people who say that Tyler Robinson didn't. They are so sure of themselves, and I'm like thinking he did do it because he's on the roof with a rifle and appears he shot Charlie Kirk.
He's being
and I'm
charged
like, I don't
with
know.
It. He's being charged with it after
I'm not
an investigation.
I'm very sure of myself.
There are people who started out with some sort of platform and weren't getting any clicks, and they literally have looked into these people's origins. They didn't get any clicks. They upped the craziness and got more and more, and then it validates them, and that's kind of what
that's
about.
But then that virus spreads, and people believe it. The other idiots believe it, and it's fucked up.
No, it's like 4chan. Yeah, it's... Killer Shirella, Mackenzie Shirella, lost her last appeal, so she can't stay in prison.
Wow.
Do we even mention that Keefe D was found guilty of murdering Tupac?
Keefe D, because that was so obvious. He wrote about it in like 15 different places.
But I mean that he was found guilty. But the jury found him guilty.
Yeah. Are they dissatisfied with the fact that maybe that's not all the whole story of who killed Tupac? Not just... I saw
sure,
that,
are you trying to be one of these headline. People? Maybe Tyler Robinson did it.
Yeah. I saw that headline the other day. They're like, KPD isn't the end of the story.
And, oh, it probably is.
Well, they said they would charge Diddy if more evidence came forward.
That's a pretty good news.
Hurry up before he gets out.
That. I just kept thinking of, was it Mob James? That poor guy must be so scared for his life now. Remember Mob James? Yeah, we played all those clips of him, and he did not want Queefy D to go to jail.
I think he'll be okay.
I don't know. There's going to be a trial for the murder of Mob James.
Did you hear about the Miley Cyrus major name rebrand?
I did.
What?
She's going by just Miley now.
Cyrus.
No more Miley Cyrus, I'm just Miley. It's a reflection of where I am in life right now.
What the fuck is that?
Anyways.
I have no idea. I didn't realize that Miley's not her name. That's not her born name.
No.
What is her?
Because it was Smiley.
I went by Smiley on the show, then I took the S off to be Miley because everybody's called me Miley. Yeah.
It's quite the journey.
The journey is usually the part that you remember anyways.
Did you hear John Lennon has his first grandchild?
Oh, really? Sean?
Sean and Charlotte Kemp Mule. I don't know who she is. She gave birth to Sean and her child. It will be Aurelius Lennon.
Aurelius. Oh, my God. That is.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, I wonder if.
It's like a Caesar name.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's about the least controversial thing that happened so far in the show.
How is Yoko taking it? Do we have any?
She's got a grandson. I'm sure she's very happy. She can corrupt this kid. And
oh, she can sing lullabies to it.
Jesus.
Screechy lullabies.
Yeah. Shows,
time you shut your cake hole, Yoko!
Show is brought to you by Hall Financial, home of Jerry Chen.
Oh, what a stud that guy is. Great head of hair.
Got that bobblehead on his desk right now. He's admiring it while he's closing another loan or a Wi-Fi. Congratulations, Jerry. Over 7,000 five-star reviews. Majority of loans close in 9 business days or less. In a competitive market, a fast, reliable mortgage process can help make an offer stand out. Clients should not have to chase their lenders around for updates, and they don't because these guys are quick. Go to callhallfirst.com/Drew and see how quickly they get back to you. That's callhallfirst.com/Drew. And let's just keep it rolling here so we can get ahead because we've got a big boner line to get to.
Insurance Group. M1 Insurance Group, Michigan-based company set up and focused on serving Michigan residents for whatever their Medicare needs are. It's a Medicare education consulting enrollment service with zero cost. Customized solutions. Independent, unbiased, representing all major in-state and national carriers. They can meet up with you for a consultation in person or remotely and enroll you in 17 states, including Florida, Illinois, and Ohio. M1 took great care of Drew for his Medicare needs. For your own customized proposal, contact Pete Grosinger and his M1 Insurance Group team at 888-260-8922. That is 888-260-8922 or email info at m1insurancegroup.com. And of course, Shayna Roofing. If you need a roof, Shayna Roofing is there for you. They're Michigan's most trusted roofer since 1995 because they never sold out. Corporate roofing outfits are private equity now, and their, you know, bosses are in some hedge fund in New York City. So if they need more shingles, they got to ask them. Shayna Roofing, no way, no games, no hidden fees, no bait and switch. 6,200 roofs, 4.9 stars, lifetime transferable warranty. Drew picked him for his own roof, and the mayor blacks able to mess around. Do you like that title?
I like that, yeah.
Do you really?
I don't mess around.
Being the mayor? Oh, is that related to being the mayor of TDC? No. 248-775-7526 or go to drewsroof.com for a quote. You can count.
I'm going to be mayor of Titty City with my dong.
Hey, so Twisted Sister just started gigging without Dee Snider.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
How
do it anymore?
Will that fly? Well, I mean, I was feeling pretty good about it because their new lead singer is Sebastian Bach. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of an upgrade in my opinion.
I was thinking that, yeah.
I mean, however, last we heard, Sebastian was on a cruise, the Monsters of Rock cruise, with a bunch of musicians and bands, and a few people decided that they weren't going to keep a secret anymore. There's been a lot of stories, some are quieter than others, about his outbursts, and it's really seems to be centered around a problem with alcohol, possibly.
Oh, that doesn't sound like Saba.
And after a few drinks on this Monsters Rock tour, he got terribly aggressive. It sounds like this is the usual form. He starts fights and generally is a hopeless piece of shit. Oh. And on the Monsters Rock cruise, at the VIP party, this is where like sponsors are, the performers, basically, all the people associated with the cruise that matter and where all the money is. And he threatened another musician, Stevie Rochelle from Tough. I called him, among other things, a fat homo. Then said, do you want to see more pictures of my cock?
More? Oh. What does he mean by more?
I kind of like that line, actually.
You can start using it.
Yeah, because it's implied that you've already seen a bunch of pictures of his dong and you liked it.
That you are scrambling for pictures of my cock.
Yeah.
Go to the doctor. Physical.
Then threatened to have him kicked off the ship and then rinse, repeat. He said it like the same three lines over and over, screaming. Oh, and this is a VIP party. And it's like people are going, what the fuck is going on? So security comes over. Stevie Rochelle gets kicked out of the party because, of course, Sebastian is the more important person. So Stevie Rochelle decides, okay, I'm done covering up for this guy because I think he's defended him on a few occasions. And so he basically came out and said, yeah, he tried to get me thrown off the ship. He's a total piece of shit. He did this. He did that. And I don't know. It just sounded like it was time for maybe some rehab.
Mm.
But I didn't hear anything about him going to rehab.
He's on tour, man. What are you talking about?
Oh, also, I forgot this part. Stevie Rochelle, of course, is like, okay, fuck it. I'll leave. That'll make everything better, even though it's not my fault, because he has no idea. There seems to be nothing that he did that anyone can seem to figure out led to this outburst. So he leaves the party with his girlfriend. His girlfriend forgot to tell her friends who are sitting in there, like, what? So she goes in to tell her friends, and Bach goes off on her.
Whoa.
Screams in her face. I don't know if he called her a fat homo, but so after he screams at her in her face, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat. Once the little bitch fit was over, I don't really know what happened, but this is the story that got out. And so people were thinking, if this guy doesn't get help soon, but so maybe he didn't get help. He was performing with Twisted Sister, and it sounded, I gotta say, I watched the hair metal guru. I thought it sounded good.
Here's some of it.
I don't know if you guys realize how fucking physically, like, when you're 58, man, this is incredible. Well, 58, that's fucking nothing.
Start rocking. Someone just yell, you're like 70?
Yes.
It's like 2 p.m. waiting for this fucking show.
Let me jump forward here. I don't want to hear him. I don't want to hear
stage banter. What's up with his hair? Is that,
there was a lot of stage banter at this show.
Is his hair sweaty or oily? I don't know what to think.
Trudy, I was wondering the same thing. It doesn't look good.
It looks weird.
Does drinking make you sweat?
We're not going to take it, motherfucker.
Yeah!
There we go.
Yes, we remember the song. That's why you're playing it. No, you sing.
Are you ready to sing?
See if you remember this one.
Oh, God. Of course.
Come on, Sebastian.
I think he's gonna wear these guys out in a few shows.
The one thing about Sebastian is his talent.
Oh, I like
him. He's such
a
great singer.
Yeah. Great storyteller, too.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyway, the talent mix seemed to basically work. And these guys on Hair Metal Guru were agreeing that. You know, he's such a great singer. Mm-hmm. He should be able to pull this off. He wasn't trying to sound like Dee Snider. He was being
good
Sebastian.
Idea, yeah.
It seemed to work. And also, at the end of the show, they got in a couple Skid Row songs. The last four songs were I Remember You, I Want to Rock, Youth Gone Wild, and We're Not Going to Take It. That was the last song of the night. So he did get the two Skid Row songs in there. So I don't know. Maybe this will fly. I think I know where this could fall apart, though.
Over.
Well, there's a lot of stage banter. A lot of stage banter.
Yeah.
And most of it was the senior member of Twisted Sister, J.J. French, the guy that you saw him talking to. Mm-hmm. And everyone, at least on the show, agreed that he's talking way too much. And I think that if it's bothering, for example, the hair metal guru and his partner, et cetera, I think it's going to bother Sebastian.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there could be a problem ahead, but hopefully not.
Yeah.
It'll probably be a very good tour.
Do we still have Sabo's number?
I don't know.
I can look. Let me see if
did we ever have his number? I mean, we talked to him.
Talked
we interviewed
him.
We
called in at least 3-4 times, right?
I just remember the interview about the book, which was the only thing I wanted to talk
about.
And
what's the most famous part of that book?
Great. When we're not fucking, we're rocking.
Exactly.
When we're not rocking, we're fucking.
Exactly.
While you're looking for that, it's weird. This Journey story... The Journey of Journey is interesting to me only because Journey is so big. They're making so much money, and they still, in terms of their streams and record sales, I mean, they're way up there. I don't know if they're top 5 or 6, something like that. And there's always something going wrong in this band.
Yeah, they hate each other
they
so
do.
Much.
Neil Sean announced about a year ago that Jonathan Cain, who's really almost original Journey, he wrote a lot of their biggest songs with Stephen Perry, and he's been a member for 40-some years, I think. And he's a very talented guy, too. He was in The Babies with John Waite.
The Babies.
Wrote some of their songs. He was in Bad English when he left Journey for a short time when they weren't doing anything. Sean announces that Jonathan Cain is leaving Journey. And it's like, sounds almost celebratory. And then Cain comes back and says, I'm doing the 2027 tour. I don't know why he's saying this. That's 2 years. I probably am leaving after that. Well,
what?
Sean hates that Cain is a Trumper and his wife works for Trump. I have no idea how they had managed to get along if he hates his Trump love so much that he's announcing he's leaving the band two years before he's leaving.
Is that Michaela?
Is his wife? That's Neil Sean's. That's Sean's wife.
Really?
Yeah, the one that's introduced at the White House. The Michaelas.
Salahi. No, Mr. and Mrs. Salahi.
Salahi, yes. Meanwhile, Arnel Pineda is still not a member of Journey.
Oh, man.
He's like a contract employee. It sounds like he's not terribly happy. Wasn't it some notes?
Why would he be? He's the vocalist.
There's no Journey without Arnel Pineda. There just isn't. Yeah. So anyway, that's why there's news. The last two Japan dates, just recent days, Hugo Valenti, nobody knows who the fuck that is. He came out. He came out and sang Open Arms. And the first night, something was off, and it sounded like it might be the monitor. Second night, he sounded fucking great. He sang a second song. He has been in a huge Journey tribute band. I mean, this is like, I mean, they have tour dates, and they tour for months and months and months. It's a big deal. So in 96, Sony contacted him, and they're like, Steve Perry's out. You want to try out for Journey? He's like, fuck yeah, that's a dream of a lifetime. And he had record deals already, although his bands weren't doing that much. So he gets out there, and Neil Sean says, yeah, he sounds great, but he looks too much like Stephen Perry. It's a little too weird.
What?
I can't do this.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, if he looks and sounds like him, wouldn't the fans like that?
If he sounds like him, who the fuck cares what he looks like?
Neil Sean cares. That's the problem.
Yeah, I know. Neil Sean gets pretty bummed out about a lot of stuff. So Steve Aguirre, which rhymes with Stephen Perry.
Yeah.
Isn't that a little weird?
That's weirder than I'm looking, yeah.
And he's in the band for a while. They have problems. It's really not going that well. And then you find Arnel Pineda, who is doing karaoke on YouTube. And he sounds incredible. Wow. So he's kind of worn out his voice. He's been singing these songs, and they're just written so high that, I mean, it might be time that they do get a new guy. Meanwhile, Hugo, he did another thing that Neil didn't like. He played with Jonathan Cain. Again, Jonathan Cain, the guy causing trouble.
I say, Hugo does look a lot like him. It is kind of weird,
I gotta see
man.
This.
It is weird.
Here he is, if you see him there.
Well, doesn't he look more like old school Stephen Perry?
Oh, wow.
I mean, he could cut his hair.
Well, he could part it on the side like Steve Perry does now.
He's got that wide face.
Yeah.
Like a football face.
Well, Hugo played with Jonathan Cain. Jonathan Cain was asked to put together a band to play at the Trump Hotel opening in Dubai. So Jonathan Cain's like, yeah, I'll play. I'll put a band together. And he gets Hugo Valenti so they can do Journey songs. So that really bummed Neil Sean out. And then I don't know if I remember this. I still don't understand it. In 2020, the bassist, which is Ross Valerie, and the drummer Steve Smith were both blown out of the band, supposedly for an attempted coup.
What?
They were trying to take
Journey?
Over the corporation.
Whoa.
Probably trying to get Sean out of the way.
Yeah, Sean will be the last real original Journey guy once Cain is gone. He's actually not original, but Sean will be running everything.
The Journey is usually the part that you remember anyways.
For a lot of stories I've read is that Neil Sean and his wife love to spend money.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one thing that pisses Jonathan Cain off.
That was their feud last year, I think.
Oh, spend money and they charge it to Journey?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't she? That's Michaela, right?
You can't do that.
Yeah. Wasn't she on The Real Housewives of D.C.?
Yes.
So, yeah, she's got a lifestyle she has to live.
I don't see. How could you charge that to Journey?
On the Journey credit card?
Oh, they have a Journey credit card?
I think that was
that's hilarious.
What the complaint
Journey
was.
Line of credit?
Yes.
Well, anyway, I think Neil's going to end up in control, and he probably should be, I guess, the boss. Although Jonathan Cain wrote a lot of their biggest songs.
Big, like, if you're Arnel Pineda, isn't that the biggest slap in the face that you're in Tokyo doing the show, and they bring on another guy to sing a couple songs?
Fuck yeah. No, they're basically
saying,
you should
leave immediately.
You better get your shit together, dude. And Arnel, honestly, it's not like he's horrible. He just,
good.
There were a couple shows where he missed a few notes. He's pretty
good.
Fucking good.
Yeah.
Then I also couldn't help drifting over to the other hair metal guru story they had. This is about a week and a half ago, but they were reviewing the Guns N' Roses tour, which was four shows deep. They're coming here, aren't they? Or did they already come? GNR? They got to be.
Oh. Are they?
They started their tour in the middle of July, which I thought was weird because, you know.
Wasn't it like in July?
Japan?
You'd figure they'd do the sheds.
Yeah, they were here, right?
What?
Oh, they're in the U.S. No, they're touring the U.S. right now.
Let's see.
And I'm assuming they're coming here.
Current 2026 tour status, no Detroit dates.
Okay. I think they're adding dates, though. So, of course, the big question was Axl's vocals, and it seems to be a little question that he definitely can sound like Mickey Mouse on a lot of songs. And, you know, from singing falsetto in 87, 88, he's 23, 24, versus being in your 60s, it's just not easy to sing those songs.
No.
So, they were showing some pictures, and it was hard to dispute this. They're playing 3 hours, sometimes 3 hours and 50 minutes. And by the end of the show, it looks like about a third of the audience is not even there anymore.
Oh, really?
I mean, shouldn't that tell you all you need to know? Like, why are you killing this guy's voice by doing 32 songs?
Yeah, over 3 hours? They only have a couple albums.
Yeah, no, they really don't.
Just
they don't have
the entire catalog.
Yeah, do they need to play Atlas, Hard School, Shadow of Your Love, Chinese Democracy, Bad Apples?
No.
Yeah, that's why everyone's leaving. It's the songs. It's not as much.
Well, yeah, because they're going for over 3 hours.
Well, they do save, I mean, it's like five huge songs at the end, which to me is like, you got to suffer through 2 hours and 45 minutes to see
It looks like at the two-hour mark is Sweet Child, then November Rain, This I Love, Think About You, Night Train in Paradise City.
But his voice is fucking burnt by then.
You want to hear any of those?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind hearing one.
Which one do you want to hear? Pick a song.
Play, I don't know, Paradise City.
Alrighty, the last one, The Closer.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Take me down to Paradise City.
In 3D, don't forget to mention in 3D.
The girls are pretty.
I can't wait to hear this.
I guess we could all be the lead singer of TNR right now. No, the band is great. Band's fine. The set's great. The video that they show is awesome. Everything about the tour is fantastic. It's this one issue.
What?
Oh, this boy, he just doesn't have that grit or that power behind his voice.
No.
Why does he look like a lesbian, though?
He looks better than I expected. They trimmed down a little bit. Sounds like a lesbian.
Yeah! That was sweet.
I mean, he physically seems really strong. I can barely hear his vocals.
I know, it's low in the mix. Maybe it needs to be. Are they in Orlando for this show? Yeah, stage looks cool.
Yeah,
it does sound like
way too low, man.
I don't think I can get used to that.
No, but listen to that for 3 hours. Imagine that.
Well, okay. There were a lot of comments, and I looked at some other comments, too, with the live performances. There's so many of their fans that say, yeah, the video is bullshit. It sounds much better live. And I think those are just super fans who are going to love it no matter what. Oh, yeah. As long as he is standing there on stage and there's something coming out of his mouth, they don't really care.
Well, and super fans love every single song. They know that. But the majority of people don't know half of those songs.
He can't be helping himself by doing Slither and some of these other tracks that they've got two Black Sabbath songs in the show. I don't know. But the crowd, I tell you what. The other weird thing, Public Enemy is opening for them.
Oh, sweet.
And the crowd could not look more dead than when Public Enemy is on the stage.
What is the Venn diagram of those fans?
No,
besides Roberto and myself in the middle.
Yeah, right.
Why would Public Enemy open for Guns N' Roses? That's just a bad fit.
Yeah.
And the crowd looks, there was one guy in the crowd who looked incredibly psyched, and the rest of the crowd was paying no attention.
Was he black?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, okay.
And fans aren't real happy about it either. But is it better than Carrie Underwood? Because she was opening some shows, too. Because Is there any reason for Carrie Underwood to open it other than Axel wants to fuck her at some point?
No, that is the only reason.
That's got to be the reason. What else could there be?
Well, maybe she's just hanging around in case she needs to fill in for the end of the GNR show because she can't handle it.
Well, they have done Sweet Child together. She sings awesome, she sounds really good on it.
She looks like shit, but she sounds great.
Yeah, well, she looks hideous, of course.
Let's see if he sounds better. This is a much deeper song, though. Let me jump to, you want me to jump to Paradise?
It still sounds like Mickey Mouse to me.
Yeah, it does. Well, he's singing like,
take me down to Paradise City.
He keeps skipping a bunch of words.
Yeah, I don't know about any other songs, but he can't sing this song. I just not.
No, but he has to sing that song.
I know. It's, I mean, it's the closer.
They have to.
Anyway, sales are great. People are going to the shows. They don't stay for the whole show, but they like it enough.
You know, the 3 hours, that is just a long time for a concert.
And there's an opener, too. I'm not that anyone cares about public
enemy. Well, but like, remember I said that with Foo Fighters. I'm like, it would have been a better show if I edited it down to about 220.
If you're doing a three-hour set list, you have to have the catalog to back it up. And their catalog is great. I don't know if it's 3 hours great, but anyway. The plus is there are no more two-hour delays. He's on time. No shit.
Congratulations.
Fits. I know. No shit fits on stage. No auto-tune. No piped-in vocals. Maybe they need that. Could be a plus. Maybe not. Anyway, let's get to the boner line. We've got shit to get out of the way here. We got Mass coming up.
It's
Jim's Top 10.
209-66 Boner.
Hi, this message is for Drew. This is from Plant Moran. And Drew, don't forget to pay your taxes with the upcoming deadline. And thank you in advance for paying your taxes.
2 weeks.
It is September, so make sure you pay your quarterly taxes.
It's September now. Please pay your quarterly taxes. Thank you.
Hundreds of billions of dollars.
Trudy, don't eat 3-day-old kombucha that hasn't been refrigerated. You're going to blow out your fucking ass.
Sorry again for the delay. I have diarrhea.
I got a gayness separated at birth for you. Jim Bentley making his list, or frankly, just living his life, and Roberto's knowledge of 90210. See ya.
It's always nice to really know your subject. I know that subject.
Hey, Boners, I'm really enjoying the old 90210 discussions. I was really shocked we didn't get to Donna, boyfriend replacement, Ray Pruitt. Come on. You guys got to do better. It was the number one hit.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, if you will, Ray Pruitt.
Hold on. Everything's going to be all right. Just hold on to me tonight.
Turn that shit down.
You're forgetting the Boren Austin Green Courtney Scott in a hot tub video with her friend. We covered this a couple years ago when it happened.
Him and her got it on. Woo-wee!
You're listening to Brian Austin Green, Boren Austin Green, my apologies.
Thank you.
And I'd like to say that he is separated at birth with Woke Dead. He's making up some stories. He's Woke Dead.
I got pulled over with my kids in the car and I was terrified and I'm shook. And he had his hand on his gun right next to my babies.
You liar.
Has it occurred to anyone that Lindsay Clancy might be faking her paralysis to gain sympathy? I've seen girls do that.
Dr. Shit, I need a bacchiotomy.
You guys are talking about the pastor's wife documentary, if I'm correct. You guys are playing a clip of the pastor. I have to say, there was definitely a separated at birth there with Paul Bearer, the manager of The Undertaker from WWE Wrestling.
You all right, man? You okay?
The minions bite me. The minions bite me everywhere. My Undertaker. Oh, yes.
Is that the wrestler?
Audio separated at birth. The pastor guy and Beaker from the Muppets.
Makes me go crazy. Me.
Or that piece of shit Blade Runner guy, Posteris, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Is somebody helping you?
Get
the f*** out of my ass. But I will not look at a picture where I'm tormented by what I saw and felt that night.
He was screaming, crying, and whimpering.
I see Kareem Hunt
is visiting with the Lions.
He's a good dude.
So apparently you can't kidnap people, but you can dropkick a fucking woman in the face, but you're all good here. Awesome.
Grip.
Wait, did I just hear Maz say that he could watch sporting events from the bar across the street from Rock and Brews?
Yeah.
And he called out the competitor's name?
Shit, yeah.
And provided free advertising space to the competitor?
Not looking too good.
Crap.
Just talking about Paris Hilton. You're going through her, how many penises she ran into. And you mentioned Afrojax. Afrojax is a DJ. She ran in the DJ circles because she was quote-unquote a DJ.
Oh. Paris.
Paris is like a fart in a mitten.
Hi, Drew. Hey, you said a lot of brilliant people come from the UK. Top five brilliant people that come from the UK that aren't in the Beatles or Rolling Stone. Go.
I'll wait.
God save the Queen, man.
So, Joe Walsh, his song wasn't good enough on Stuttering John's album.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, he did two songs on Andy fucking Gibbs' albums. That ended up being the two biggest songs of Andy Gibbs' fucking life.
Andy Gibb, who had a solo singing career, he died of heart failure at the age of 30.
Yeah.
I was just looking at pictures of celebrities that died this month, and I noticed Vincent Pastore, who played Big Pussy in The Sopranos, and Dolly Parton died this month. So does that mean Big Pussy and Big Titties died in the same month?
Ha! They are very much in our thoughts as they face this profound loss.
Driving to work, I'm on Rochester Road.
Who cares?
And for whatever reason, there's like six businesses right here that have American flags. None of them are at half mast. And that means they all hate Dolly Parton.
That's so disrespectful.
She's dead.
I think I speak for a lot of guys when I say Dolly Parton gave me my first boner.
Boobies.
Goodbye, Dolly. Goodbye.
He had a heart on.
Yeah, I was just thinking about a biopic. Dolly Parton, since she's gone, starring Sydney Sweeney.
She does have a very nice figure.
Gone too soon.
Just calling about my favorite Dolly Parton song. It was at the ending credits of a Righteous Gemstone song for the sick cover of a Collective Soul song, Let Shine. Easily my favorite Dolly Parton song. Dolly Parton rules. And got boob too.
Boobs! Oh, heaven let your light shine down.
Your boobs are huge.
Oh, heaven let your light shine.
Big old titties.
Oh, Dolly. Not only did she light up a room, she would give me the bra off her tubes.
Biggest boobies you've ever seen.
Tim Curry, Hayden Panettiere, and Dolly Parton. That is an all-timer of death triangles right there. That is right up there with Jackson, Farrah Fawcett, and Billy Mays for all-time death triangle. Mays.
Well, they were fucking great guys. And this is a fucking asshole of a day.
I used to think all the comments about Jim being gay were just a joke.
It's not funny.
But then he put the Baja Men in a top 10 list.
Who let the dogs
number
out?
10.
My disappointment is immeasurable, and my day is ruined.
Hey, so everybody knows that Jim Bentley's favorite flavor of popsicle is penis.
Bruh, we know.
But not having Ted Nugent's dog eat dog is even an honorable
mention.
It kind of stands. It's par for course.
Wow.
It was a political decision.
That's the best answer.
They're eating the dogs.
Hey, Bentley, no Detroit love on your dog list you had there?
Like what?
Cute list, you fag.
It's not nice.
Sometimes I don't mind. Suicide machines. Great fucking dog, though.
Something with the way.
Everyone knows this one.
No bark at the moon?
Ooh.
Huh? What a dog do?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Wasn't bark really about a dog, though, so. Saying.
Hey, Jim, you forgot off your list Maggie's song,
by Chris Stapleton. Oh, so good.
I forgot that. One.
Sounds like a great one.
Not even an honorable
put that one in there,
for
Mark.
Black Duck by The Darkness, their first song on their first album.
Who's a what? The fuck is that?
But the mythical one-eyed black dog that terrorized the English countryside.
Sounds kind of nerdy.
Jim's dog is going to grow up to be gay just like him.
Can you tell me about your dog?
He is a gay, gender fluid golden retriever Afghan.
That dog is a gay homosexual.
A beautiful dog.
Definitely. In your top 10 dog songs, how do you not include Squeaky Deaky? My dog loves that dog.
Squeaky Deaky.
Oh, fuck.
I love my squeaky toy.
Oh, flashback.
Squeaky Deaky. It makes me jump for joy.
Fucking good. I'd listen to that on the radio.
Good list on dogs, Bentley. Good job. Good boy.
Thank you.
But I wanted to know if you guys remember the song Dead Puppies. We used that to close out the post bar in Detroit.
Dead puppies.
Sad.
Dead puppies.
It hit too close to home.
Yeah, it's nobody wants to hear that song right now. But Alfie, Jim's puppy, had surgery, and Alfie appears to be on her way back to good health.
It's a him.
Who's the new owner?
No, we are still the mother and father and brothers and sisters of Alfie.
I told the whole story yesterday about the we'll do the surgery, but it's no longer your dog if we do it gratis. Well, yeah, that's really nice.
Bullshit.
All right, Trudy, get us caught up.
Her dog was named Vagina.
Legacy Partners, they're there for you. They're going to stand behind you for your home and auto insurance needs. They fix mistakes that other insurance companies make, you know, the big ones that don't care really whether they get the right coverage for you or not. Legacy does. And chances are, if you haven't checked your rates in the past year, you're paying too much. So put money back in your own pocket. Give Legacy a chance to help you with your home, cars, life insurance, business, and Medicare as well. Call them at 858-6209-4106 or go on the website. Click on the link to get started with your own options at Legacy. Another sizzling summer sales events. Still going on at Zot Ford in Holly, where they've got hot privilege, like 0% financing on Fords, 0% or zero payments for 90 days, 2 years of maintenance on the house, and Zot going to kick in $1,000 towards your down payment, plus the added advantage of Zot Ford's sizzling sales. People like Maz, Anthony, and Gabar, they're sizzling, who will weasel you out of your lease early, regardless of brand, where you bought that thing, how long you have left on the deal. Again, summer sizzling deals like 0% financing, zero payments for 90 days, zero maintenance for 2 years, and a grand in your pocket. Four deals, one very sizzling hot dealership, zero excuses. So get the details and check out Zotford's Red Hot Inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Dr. Yeldo, where is the fine print at Dr. Yeldo's office? That is when your vision is blurry and you go to Dr. Yeldo and he puts bifocal lens implants in there. And then no more fine print that you can't see. You can see everything that's fine print. A painless brief procedure where Dr. Yeldo implants two tiny little lenses. When you get up off that table, your vision is going to be brilliant and clear. It's clear that if you want to be done with glasses and contact lenses and readers, a whole bad vision lifestyle, hit them up at YeldoEyeCenter.com for a free evaluation.
This Howard Stern story is just, I mean, we've seen Howard go from his zenith, the king of all media, to one day a week, no one's paying attention. He's the opposite personality he was in his heyday. It's just gotten so stupid. I don't even know why they're doing Channel 100 or whatever, the Howard 100 over there. Anyway, the day after the announcement that or the day he was on the air first after the announcement that Howard 101 was going to be no more, which is, that is so ridiculous to me. He's got 40-some years of material, some of the funniest bits that get millions of views on YouTube, and they've taken all the fun out of them because they're not politically correct, or they're not woke enough.
It doesn't change the fact that he said it.
No. Also, they took Artie out of stuff. They took John out. Not that I care about Stuttering John. I mean, that was a good move. But Jackie the Joke Man is out of anything that he was in. Benji. I mean, it's just what he's done to Howard 101 is horrific. So anyway, he went on Radio Andy because Andy Cohen is taking over Howard 101. And he said, no, it's not a prank. Andy's been gracious enough to take over 101, and I have one request. Please continue the tradition of doing a lot of gay antics. Now, to pretend that Andy is doing Howard a favor to take over 101. Yeah. How did Howard get so fake? Seriously.
Yeah.
He used to be the epitome of real, or basically in brain, out mouth, and now he just sounds so full of shit. It's just bizarre. And
well, also, wasn't Radio Andy already a thing, and they're just moving it to that number? So big fucking deal.
Right. He acts
like, what's the difference?
He acts like he decided that I think Radio Andy would be in better hands with Andy Cohen. No. Sirius no longer is getting shit out of Howard 101.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that his form of damage control to make it look like it was his decision?
Yes.
And thank you,
intentional.
Andy.
Which makes you think that, totally wasn't his decision.
Yeah, but...
I mean, I never would have thought about it either way until he says something like that.
I would think it'd be the last thing that he would be off is 101.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's got a catalog.
Because it's the history.
Yeah.
What is the HBO deal now?
Okay. I want to get to that. The HBO deal, which to me is absolutely insane. Howard had all these quotes about how now finally people can see on video what goes on in the studio.
Yeah, it was so hard to do that before.
We saw the Channel 9 show.
No, it was fantastic. Yeah,
it was. That was a great show. Everybody loved that show. I never knew why it went off the air, honestly. Why did it go off the air?
I have no idea.
Didn't know that
no
it did.
Idea.
Because, you know, in New York, it used to compete with SNL. Not beat it, but it was actually competitive with SNL. People liked it that much. So, again, he's lying to people, acting like we don't know better, or, you know, the real hardcore Stern fans don't know better. I didn't listen to him back then, but I've heard a lot of the old stuff, and it was really funny. So, now they're going to take the one show a week, and HBO Max is going to cut out the best of the one show a week and do a video show.
Yeah.
And what I was reading, I think it was Variety, or maybe it was a Hollywood Reporter, they were suggesting that... this would be a way for Howard to get an Emmy nomination.
Oh,
I'm like, what?
God, that's his priority?
Yeah, well, that's what he wants before he goes.
Oh, yeah, I could see him actually caring about something like that. But they were acting like this is a big deal. If HBO Max paid a lot of money to get the best out of his 1 3-hour show a week of the woke Howard versus the killer Howard, well, that's a complete ripoff. Mm-hmm. That's totally stupid. And they have quotes from Howard where he's implying that, well, you know, when David Letterman retired, he started doing his long form, which was on Netflix, right?
Yes.
His long form. Yep. And I thought, you know, it made sense that Dave sort of segued into something else. I didn't like it as much. I mean, I much preferred the David Letterman show.
But it was a whole new, unique show, too.
Yeah.
It was basically a podcast.
Yeah, it really was.
Or like an interview-based podcast.
It was like a video podcast.
But Although they did a few, like, I mean, he would go to the town and do something or whatever.
There was
the one on like Chappelle
with Mulaney,
was really good.
Yeah.
When David Letterman retired in 2016, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I remember watching the last shows. I still love the show.
Sure.
It was just it
you
was
didn't like
grand.
That long form interview he did with Malala?
No, I didn't.
No,
I really didn't.
I know nobody wants it.
I was
nobody,
so bored.
I love David, but nobody wants it out of you.
Or Lizzo? You didn't get that. And you didn't like that.
Lizzo.
One.
Oh, did he talk to Lizzo?
I mean, that's a lot better than Malala.
Yes.
So, but Lizzo,
or Obama, even.
Okay, I know for a fact, without even seeing it, that he couldn't make jokes about Lizzo, obviously, right? He had to kiss her ass.
Yeah.
Because she's fat, or she was fat then. She's still fat. But,
she was beautiful then, and she's beautiful now.
No, it's just to put these people in environments where they're doing things that they aren't beloved for, I just think it's very hard to do. And Dave was probably better at it than I thought he would be. And I think it did well. This HBO Max thing is going to be a bomb.
Oh,
just
disaster.
A total bomb. He'd have another quote. Gives fans a long-desired seat in the studio to see the pinnacle. On the pinnacle of prestige TV. Meaning HBO Max? What? I don't even know what you mean.
That's
well, it gives
a
them a whole
words.
It gives them a whole different audience, doesn't it? It takes the chunked up material that
it
he
does
on his show.
I mean, there are a lot of people
and then
that
they produce
you know,
it.
Boy, like 35 million have Sirius, 140 have HBO.
But
not
know,
everybody has followed how lame he has become. But it's got to be a good look. It's got to be good, right? He's got to have a good interview with you know Billy Joel or somebody.
So you don't put things on HBO Max though to deliver an audience to them. He has to deliver the audience
exactly.
to HBO
yeah.
Max.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is the format that they have somebody in a studio who, you know, okay, well this next thing is you know like teeing up the hits or
I mean they think he is going to deliver an audience though. I mean there are people he's got a big name. There's name recognition there. I just think if you haven't paid attention to him in the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years, you go, "Oh, I like that guy. Let's see who he's interviewing." And you watch it, it's going to be kind of a shock.
it's not going to be all interviews. It's going to be 90 well, or 60 minutes of the best of one three-hour show because they're doing one a week, so they only have one show to pick from.
Well, isn't that weird they would say 60 or 90 minutes almost as if they're questioning if there could be 90
It's
going to
be 15 by the end of it.
Yeah. You know, Mark, I'm not sure if there's 15 minutes a lot of the people would want to hear. I mean, their comments are so negative on all these stories, too. It's just really, it's kind of sad, actually. I'll get over it. Alex Cooper, of course, the podcaster extraordinaire who's in the top 10 every week. And she has got so huge business-wise that she's on CNBC doing interviews, which we watched her with.
Laughable. Yeah.
Who was interviewing her?
Aaron Ross Sorkin.
He's good.
He's really good.
But she was on there with her new partner, who I...
What happened?
Oh, yeah, the electricity just went out. Something must have happened with the power lines. The lights are not on anymore. All my electrical equipment has stopped working. What am I going to do? I am so spoiled by electricity because electricity flows into my house 99.9% of the time and I grow accustomed to it. Yes, I do. When I flick a switch, I expect the lights to turn on. And when I flick the switch and the lights don't turn on, I get very, very upset. Oh, no. Someone grab a flashlight. Oh no, someone grab a candle. What am I gonna do? Why haven't they fixed this problem? I'm gonna call up the electricity people and tell them, you got to fix the problem. I cannot see anything in my house because there is no electricity coming to it.
Come on, your house sucks. If you're thinking about selling your house and wondering why it's not moving...
What? What are we talking about?
Exactly. If your house sucks to sell, it's probably overpriced, undermarketed, or you trusted an algorithm instead of a human. That's where Christina Gennari Real Estate comes in.
You can't handle the truth!
The truth? Zillow doesn't know your block. Your cousin doesn't know the market. Your neighbor's sale from 2021 doesn't mean a damn thing today. Christina does. She's been selling Metro Detroit real estate for over 20 years, knows the shifts before they hit the headlines, and tells you the truth, even when it's uncomfortable.
I agree.
Luxury homes, first-time buyers, downsizers, divorce, death, disaster listings. Christina's seen it all and closed it all.
And it's God.
That's the goal, and she actually gets you there. No fluff, no fairy tales, no let's just test the market.
Allegedly.
Nope. Proven. If you're buying or selling, or you just want to know why your house hasn't moved, soldchristina.com, 248-550-4788.
I've seen girls do this.
Please, please, President, we don't want any more electricity. We can't stand it.
Hey, good looking. How about a date?
I'm not interested in you big-headed football players in the program.
Yeah, how about if I lie down in the middle of this busy intersection?
Joe, don't!
I am so on the edge!
Stop! Isn't this the edited version of the program?
Hell no!
I still won't go out with you.
Say, will you go out with me if I drink this Drano?
Don't do it!
That is good.
That looks like fun and safe, too. I'm in love.
The following Saturday, the program is down by four. It's the last play of the game. Joe came back to throw. Receiver's open. He throws, and it's intercepted. The program loses, and Joe Kane is upset.
God damn it all.
I just hope he doesn't go out and get so cocked he gets a drunk driving ticket tonight.
Ironically, over the weekend, the quarterback for the program, Joe Kane, is arrested for drunk driving.
I am so wasted.
Monday morning, the coach and the quarterback answer questions at a press conference.
Hey, coach, what does this do to the program?
Hey, look, pal, I haven't even had my morning cup of battery acid yet.
Oh.
Now, that's a good cup of battery acid.
Hey, coach, any comment?
Yeah, it could be the end of the program. No further questions on the state of the program.
Hey, Joe, what's your punishment?
I'm going into rehab, and I'm going to put a blowtorch to my head for 5 minutes a day. Then I'll rejoin the program. No further questions.
1 month later, after rehab...
Joe, congratulations on your rehab. That's more important than the program.
Hey, thanks. Hey, let's party. The program is going to a bowl game. What do you say we split a six-pack?
Joe!
A faint thinner.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, but first, let's ball.
But we don't have a condom.
No, it's okay. I just got a mild case of the clap. Nothing contagious or nothing. Don't worry, you're not going to get pregnant.
The program.
Capital P for the program. Daddy's got a program. Daddy's got a program.